USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
We're learning more details about the shooting at Santa Fe High School in Texas last week. Police say within 4 minutes of shots being fired, officers located the suspect and were able to stop him from taking more lives by getting into a shootout with him. The shooter in custody and facing charges, students heading back to school next week. Mike Pompeo delivering strong warnings against Iran. Here's Jennifer Breeden.
In his first major policy address, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo delivered a commanding statement against the Iranian regime. Issues raised by Pompeo included calling on Iran to end all nuclear enrichment to produce weapons, the Iranian civilian protesters to continue rejecting the hardline religious regime, and calling on Iran to abandon its military operations in Syria, which have directly threatened the security of Israel. Pompeo used the time to celebrate and declare the strength of the Iranian people, who have continued protests against the Iranian regime's laws in multiple proxy wars. I'm Jennifer Breeden.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a 2-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
Scientists and emergency officials continue keeping a close eye on the Kilauea volcano on Hawaii's Big Island. There continue to be small eruptions, but they still think there could be a major eruption as lava meets groundwater. They're also reporting the first lava-related injury from one of the smaller explosions. The nation officially has a new top spy. We get details from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
At the swearing-in ceremonies for the new CIA director, Gina Haspel, President Trump says the agency contains the most elite intelligence professionals on the planet.
The exceptional men and women of this agency deserve exceptional leadership. And in Gina Haspel, that is exactly what you're getting.
Haspel's the first woman to head the spy agency. She's a career CIA operative and manager, and she succeeds Mike Pompeo, who has become the Secretary of State. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And the president pushing forward to get an investigation started into whether or not his presidential campaign was monitored by the FBI for political reasons. This is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
Washington and Beijing agreed to abandon a trade war and say they won't impose tariffs on each other.
The announcement Sunday comes after high-level talks in the U.S. Capitol. After months of tensions over what the president calls an unfair commercial relationship between the U.S. and communist country, a Chinese spokesperson calling the agreement a necessity. The news coming 1 week before U.S. levies on $50 billion worth of Chinese imports were to go into effect. I'm Morgan McCarthy.
Meantime, Consumer Reports refuses to give its desired nod to the new Tesla 3 model starting at $78,000. The new electric car touts a brake system as slow as a pickup truck, as well as a difficult touchscreen. The company hasn't yet begun to make the $35,000 model that was originally promised to make the car a mass-market vehicle. Drivers across the country really feeling the increase in gas prices, and those who depend on others for a hot meal are also being hit. We get details from John Clements.
Analyst Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the price at the pump is up 56 cents from last year at this time.
Average price for a gallon of gasoline now $2.93 a gallon. That's up over 5 cents versus last week.
Rising gas prices are also having an impact on those who depend on others to make sure they get a good meal. Jenny Young is with the National Office of Meals on Wheels America.
Rising gas prices really do impact our volunteers because they are using their personal vehicles to make deliveries.
I'm John Clemens.
And the U.S. Postal Service rolls out its first scratch and sniff stamp called the Frozen Treats. For USA Radio News, I'm John DeMaster.